This is VOA News. I'm David Byrd in Washington. Turkey's president has reportedly expressed anger over a Syrian army announcement that it has entered the Kurdish-controlled town of Manbij. Meanwhile, Russian officials have congratulated Damascus on the move. We get details from Edward Uranian in Cairo.
The Syrian government's military spokesman said in a declaration broadcast on state TV that the army was fulfilling its duty to its citizens, exerting its legitimate authority over all parts of the country, and responding to demands from residents of the region. He added that the army had entered Manbij and raised its flag over the city. Rami Abdulrahman, who heads the Britain-based Syrian Observatory for Human Rights, told Saudi-owned Al Arabiya TV that the Syrian military's claim was not true and that government forces control only the outskirts of the city. The International Coalition to Defeat Islamic State in Syria also tweeted it had seen no indication that Syrian government forces were in Manbij. Edward Uranian for VOA News, Cairo.
Here in Washington, a partial government shutdown is in its seventh day with no end to the impasse in sight. As AP's Sagar Meghani reports, neither President Trump nor congressional leaders appear willing to compromise.
The White House says those affected by the shutdown but who are still working are being paid today.
No one works for free for the federal government.
But incoming acting White House Chief of Staff Mick Mulvaney says their next paycheck depends on when the government reopens, and furloughed workers are being hit hardest. The Office of Personnel Management's advising them to talk with their landlords, mortgage companies, and creditors to explain the situation and ask to work out plans to either defer or reduce their payments. Sagar Meghani, Washington.
For more on these stories, be sure to visit our website, voanews.com. You can also find us on the VOA mobile app. This is VOA News. As the Democratic Republic of Congo hurtles toward contentious, repeatedly delayed elections on Sunday, many observers are saying they're worried about chaos and violence ahead of, during, and after the polls. VOA's Anita Powell reports.
Congo's Electoral Commission, known as CENI, says the long-delayed polls for president in the National Assembly will finally take place on Sunday. The poll was originally set for 2016, but officials delayed it repeatedly, allowing longtime President Joseph Kabila to stay in office 2 years past the end of his term. This year, authorities maintained that the poll would happen on December 23rd, until a warehouse full of electoral materials mysteriously burned to the ground, and officials announced another one-week delay. This past Monday, officials announced that they would also postpone voting in three volatile areas, which also happened to be bastions of opposition support. The announcement led to violent protests in the city of Beni on Thursday. In its nearly 60-year history as an independent country, Congo has never experienced a peaceful transfer of power. Anita Powell, VOA News, Johannesburg.
A roadside bomb hit a tourist bus Friday in an area near the Giza.